Once again, you marry somebody, you get what you pay for. And I got a fart machine. You can reach me. I have a voice letter mail. Voice. Why? Big Fatty is easy to steal from. Big Fatty at bigfattyonline.com. I just did that because I want to be on his show again. And he always lifts stuff from my show to put on his.
Stop that cracking, you mean old sea hag!
Oh, yeah!
This calls for me less can of spinach. Now! Revenge! I demand revenge!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
See, hag?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one back from a day off of being very yucky poopy. And this is episode 187 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of October, 2008. And I'm happy to report that I'm farting again. Oh, Lord, y'all, that may sound like too much information, but I'm telling you, when you've had the diarrhea and all of a sudden it's farting instead of diarrhea, it is a monumental step towards getting better. So anyway, I'm sorry that I wasn't with you yesterday on Wednesday, but y'all, this will tell you how bad Big Fatty felt. I left work at noon on Tuesday, came home. Oh, excuse me. I shouldn't be sleepy at all. I'm just yawning. It's, y'all, I'm telling you, it's this fucking microphone. I think I'm allergic to it or something. But I came home at noon on Tuesday and I slept till after 4 o'clock. Got up. I decided that I could, I needed to eat something because y'all hadn't had hardly anything to eat. And so I had a bowl of cereal, and it was okay. And the milk didn't upset my stomach or anything. It was very calming. And I still just felt blah, blah, blah. And y'all, by quarter till eight, I was back in the bed. And I thought about trying to record, but I just had no energy to do it. And there're just going to be some days that it just don't happen. And it's only the third time. And like I say, if you're upset about it, just go over and unsubscribe to Auntie Vera. anyway, y'all, I was in bed by quarter of eight. I slept through the Dancing with the Stars, I woke up about, what time was it? It was about 12:30 in the morning, and I had to take my cholesterol medicine, with my apple snack. So I got up and I did that, and then I went back to sleep and woke up when Larry Clyde called me at 8:30 this morning wanting to know if, or I should say 8:30 Wednesday morning, wanting to know how I felt and if I was coming in. I said, no, I'll be staying home again. And I rolled over and went back to sleep until about 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. I got up, piddled around a little bit, had some ginger ale, went back to sleep, and then I got up about 4 o'clock. And I've just had a little Lean Cuisine roasted turkey and dressing with some apples, some sautéed apples. And so far, my stomach's okay. And like I say, I'm farting again, so that's a good thing. Now, I've had several people have been very kind to send little notettes to the fat one. Evidently, let me just see here. By the way, y'all, Turnip Head, he found some sort of website about, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was kind of like the greeter at the fisting clinic or something like that. And anyway, and he thinks I should go into that business. Y'all, I heard from NASA, who wished me get well wishes, and from Straight Bob. Oh, I'm so sorry. From Straight Bob, who is my my straight boyfriend that lives down there in the Australias, and he has decided, and I don't know where he got his information, but he has decided that DQ Rick has got a voodoo doll, a Big Fatty, and that he has been messing with the voodoo doll to make Big Fatty feel sick. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but regardless, he has now convinced DQ Rick to lay off his straight boyfriend. And so I am feeling better now. So I can't discount any of these these theories. Y'all, I also, finally, for Bjorn, he has sent me some more information about Alaska from Tim. No. Well, it's for kind of for Bjorn, but it's kind of for everybody. Tim in Alaska has sent me some more information. He says that if Bjorn was saying that Texas has the largest state fair, he certainly can't dispute that. Alaska has a fairly puny state fair, although the giant vegetables some folks grow up here are interesting to see. I can't imagine how much gas would be generated if Big Fatty ate one of the 100-pound cabbages people enter in the fair. I can assure you just thinking of that makes me want to fart. The rest of this probably won't be of much interest to your listeners, but you asked for more Alaska statistics, so here goes. So, y'all, let me know if this was of any interest or not, because I'm going to read all this shit. Anchorage is about the same size as Corpus Christi, Texas, Newark, New Jersey, Lexington, Kentucky, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Buffalo, New York. But that one city alone is about 40% of the state's population. Alaska is 47th in population, and the ones that are smaller are North Dakota, Vermont, the District of Columbia, even though that's technically not a state, and Wyoming. Alaska is 656,425 square miles. That's the size of Texas, California, Montana, Washington, Connecticut, D.C., all added together. Looking at the smaller states, Alaska is the size of, adding all these together, D.C., Rhode Island, Delaware, Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Maryland, West Virginia, South Carolina, Maine, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, and North Carolina, all added together. Okay, so it's a big fucking state. Putting all of these statistics aside, it's a pretty incredible place to live. It's not uncommon to see moose pretty much everywhere. They even make it to the heart of the downtown sometimes, kind of like that northern exposure. Bears have been pretty common this year. Unfortunately, we had 3 bear maulings on local hiking trails this summer. Now, Omar did some hiking and saw the bear feces, I believe. So he ought to be interested in that. And they've gotten into trash cans, not Omar, but the bears. They've gotten into trash cans in Tim's neighborhood a couple of times this summer, and he sends warm hugs to Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I've been watching this show called Fringe, and it has answered a lot of questions for me. Fringe is from the people that do Lost, and it has Pacey from the Dawson's Creek on it, but it's about the FBI and all this. And y'all, All I got to say is there are some fucking crazy people that live up in the Boston area, because this is all set in the Boston area. And Brian, you know, when you were down visiting me, were you doing some sort of experimentations or something like that? Because if you were, Big Fatty is a little uncomfortable. Unless, you know, there was going to be some kind of sexual experimentation. Y'all, I got to check this microphone. Yeah, okay. Excuse me. See, that's good. Burping is good. Farting is good. That means I'm getting back to my old self. Even though I don't really feel like my old self yet. Y'all, I have had so much sleep in these past 3 days, it's unbelievable. And yet, I'm still tired. So, anyway, I guess that just happens when you get to be old. Either that or DQ Rick has got the sleep blindfold on the voodoo doll. And this past week, it has been the doo-doo doll, trust me. Okay. Now, y'all, I want to thank one person especially for helping me feel better. And that one person just happens to also be the subject of today's Memory Lane Music. Okay, y'all, I'm not giving you another clue. This one is just too fucking easy. Too easy. If you don't recognize the theme from Quincy, M-E, or simply Quincy, then there's something wrong with you. Quincy was an American TV series from Universal Studios that aired from October 3rd, 1976 to September 5th, 1983 on NBC, and it can be seen in the UK on ITV3 and intermittently on the ITV network, as well as in syndication. Wow, who cares? It can be seen in Australia on the Retro Television Network. Oh, I'm sorry. Australia on TV One. Anyway, it starred Jack Klugman as Dr. Quincy, a strong-willed medical examiner or forensic coroner in the Los Angeles County, working to ascertain facts about suspicious deaths. In the process, he frequently comes into conflict with his boss and the police, each of whom have their own, often flawed, ideas about what's going on. Many of the episodes followed this formula. Somebody dies, seemingly by natural causes, you know, sort of like Big Fatty, he died from being fat or from shatting himself too much. Quincy notices something that causes him to suspect foul play. Well, the smell from Big Fatty would be considered foul play. He then changes roles from medical examiner to detective. I'm not sure that I would want to investigate Big Fatty's foul smell, but anyway. Then Quincy's boss gets upset, believing that Quincy is seeing evidence that doesn't exist and that Quincy should work on routine cases. The police get their feathers ruffled as he shoulders in on their territory. He then argues quite loudly with some bureaucratic individual impeding the case, and then Quincy solves the murder. So, there you have it. So, anyway, that was Quincy, and that starred Jack Klugman. Now, do you remember what else Jack Klugman was in? He was in the Odd Couple. So, and speaking of the Odd Couple, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, we had Auntie Vera talking about her husband, Gooch, who she refers to as the fart machine, and... Anyway, and I was able to come across the Sea Hag information from the YouTubes. I've told you, you can go over to the YouTubes and I'm trying to reach something here and it's not working very well. Okay. Y'all, I want to read you one other thing that I got in the mail, and this is from, I believe it's David in Denver. Is it David in Denver? Yes, it is David in Denver. He says that he's sorry that I'm not feeling well. He's listening to the show while he's typing the letter, and he just wants to tell me how much fun my show is. You know, blah, blah, I'm David in Denver, blah, blah. He and his friend Brian went up and went up to Boulder and picked up one of those quilts. You know, now Brian and David, they do the quilts while they listen to the BFO. And he goes on at the bottom of all this. There's a lot of other stuff in here that was just kind of, you know, Larry-ish. Excuse me, burping and farting. I'm farting and burping all the way through this thing, y'all. So I'm getting better even as I am podcasting, which means I guess I'll have to be back at the coal mine tomorrow. Anyway, he says, Brian and I have decided to work on a quilt for you. It will take us a while, but it will be special. That is for sure. We may have to put some special pictures of bacon in it or something of that nature. Well, just make sure one of the panels is a dark brown for the days that I shat myself. And he wanted to say, and y'all, this will tell you, I've oftentimes said that there are cray-cray people that listen to the BFO, and David has confirmed it for me. And y'all, I saw something on, I think it was like on the 60 Minutes about this. But he says, one more thing I want to tell you. I heard you vacuuming the other day, or as we say in South Carolina, whack-a-ming, and wanted to share something with you. I collect old vacuum cleaners. Yes, that's what I said. I have collected them since I was in the sixth grade. Yes, my collection is rather large. There happens to be a huge group of us that do just that, collect vacuums, and we are from across the world. Many of the members of our club are gay, but not all, so go figure that we would collect things that suck. Now, y'all, I remember seeing something on the TV about these people that collect vacuum cleaners or whack-ems. And, David, I've just got to say that I expect to be getting some new listeners from the vacuum cleaning collecting group out there, and you know, you can get over there on the listener map with a picture of your favorite vacuum if you want to. And y'all, I haven't been over there lately. I wonder if I've gotten anybody new. Probably not. But anyway, the music's getting ready to start in just a second, so I'm probably going to get caught by it. But y'all, thank you for the well wishes. I would like to also point out that on today's show that my straight boyfriend, Bob in Australia, did a throwdown on the old Sea Hag for her spelling. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Y'all, it's always nice when you have other people come to the aid of the fat one. And, you know, especially if it's Straight Bob. Y'all, have you looked at Straight Bob's picture over there? And have you looked at Turnip Head's picture? Y'all, he evidently, I don't really understand something, but he evidently runs some sort of website about that features his underwear drawer. So if you want some of Turnip Head's underpants, I think all you have to do is, get in touch with Big Fatty and try to arrange a hookup. And Turnip Head, I want some little gift ads of your, maybe some jock straps or, I don't know, unwashed. Oh, enough, I'm feeling bad again.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.